Hello.
Hi, this is Angela with Customer Support. You were recently on the line with me and the call disconnected.
Thank you for calling back. I was trying to hit a different button and I accidentally hung up. I apologize for that. I did not
You're
mean
fine.
to do that.
I'm still trying to locate the order for you. What is
Okay.
the name of the product that you had?
I didn't. I haven't received anything. I checked my card today and I see this charge and another one. One says when I check my card and I pull up the account history, it's a charge $92.90 for off muscle, and then another one was for $91.89.
Let's
And
get your
I
last four
called
digits of the
you, and
card.
everyone had another. It's 2500.
Two
She just
five
looked at
zero
that and
zero.
transferred it to you. Yes.
She had it pulled up.
I guess. I mean, she said that's why she was talking to you. I guess she pulled up. She found something. She said another name, missing my address, and I don't.
Okay. Let's get the first six digits. I'm just going to run the card information, see if I can locate that account.
515-49.
515, the first six digits, 515.
515-5549.
All right, thank you. Looks like we have a Willie Patterson.
I don't have no idea who that would be.
All right, let's try another search of 515549. The thing is that nothing got transferred over with you, no notes or anything, so I have to start from scratch. So yeah, that's the account that was, let's see if we have any notes in there. If this was the account that was transferred. In 91.89 and 92.90?
Yes, ma'am.
Your address, please.
454 Holly Ridge Road, Henry, Virginia, 24102.
Now we have, I'm not sure, but it has an account on here. You said Holly Ridge Road.
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot say for sure this is going to be your account. Only thing is pulling up, it's going to be the credit card information is pulling up an account, but it has a different address.
That is my address, the only address I've had for a long time.
Okay.
I did not make these charges. I don't know who that person, I mean.
All right, let's see. One other thing we could
do.
The last, let's get the type of card and the expiration date. See if this is going to line up, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to identify it as your charges.
It's the MasterCard,
mm-hmm.
and the expiration is March 26th.
Okay, yes, we have that here. It says Willie Patterson has a email address of k.patterson@gmail.com.
I don't know. That's not my email. That's not my. I don't. It's a fraudulent charge, obviously. Jeez.
Have you spoken with the bank or the credit card?
Yes, I called them already.
And have you disputed it with them?
I have to use what's left on the card this afternoon, and then I'm going to call back to dispute it. Yes, I just say we're going to change everything, and I need to use my card before I can do that.
Okay, your line was breaking a little bit, but you said that you did speak with them, but you're planning on calling them back and dispute it?
Yes, the reason I didn't is because I need to use my card before they cancel it and reorder me. And I have a few dollars left for these fraudulent charges I need to pay that I don't have money to pay now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we do here in the fraud department is we take the IP address on the account, which is going to be the address to the device, like a phone, a tablet, a laptop, or a personal computer. We provide that to the local authorities in your area, and they can pinpoint the time, location, and the owner of the device who created the order, present that to you to move forward with fraud charges against
the
individual.
But that's not
going to
help me right now, right? That's not going to help me right now with my bill at all. That's what I was hoping you could. All right. Just never mind. I mean, I need to pay. I'm worried about my bill that I need to pay right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do need your consent to move forward with that.
What kind of process does this take? How long does that, I mean, that takes months if it ever even happens. Just don't worry about it. I'll just take care of it with my credit card company. Thank you.
Ma'am, what we do here is we start that investigation on your behalf. We do give a provisional credit while they do their investigation.
Just don't worry about it. I'll handle it with my credit card, I guess.
Well, see, that will mean the monies will go back to your card if you, with a provisional credit.
Let me call the credit card company back, and I'll talk to them, and then I'll give you a call back, I guess, see what they say.
So we're going to go ahead and get your account canceled. Bear with me one moment.
I don't have an account. That's the whole thing.
Well,
what
I'm
going to
do is make sure that it doesn't go out again. I'm going to give you a cancellation number. It's going to verify that you spoke with us about the charges. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 25766939365. Now, if I can place you on hold for a brief moment, I'll see what we could do about the those latest charges on there.
Don't worry about that because it's just ridiculous.
I
would just handle it with my credit card company. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I will talk with the credit card company. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So hang on one second, ma'am.